Woman claims she is a victim after allegedly assaulting MAGA hat customer. By Catherine Rodriguez on February 23, 2019. A Massachusetts woman arrested for allegedly assaulting a man in a Mexican restaurant wearing a Make America Great Again (MAGA) hat claims she was the victim in the incident. Rosen Santos, a 41-year-old Brazilian national residing in Falmouth, faces multiple charges, including assault, battery, and disorderly conduct, for a Friday, February 15 incident where she allegedly harassed the 23-year-old man and pulled his red Trump campaign-issued hat over his face at Casa Vallarta Mexican restaurant, Massachusetts Live reported. But Santos, who pleaded not guilty to the charges against her at a Wednesday court hearing before the judge released her on her own recognizance, claims she was actually the victim for being discriminated against. I had a little bit to drink, maybe that's the reason that I couldn't walk away, but being discriminated for so many times in my life, I just had to stand up for myself, she told Boston 25. He's not a victim. I'm the victim. I have been bullied, okay? The victim, later identified by Boston 25 as Bryden Turner of Mashpee, told the police Santos confronted him unprovoked because he was wearing the MAGA hat. A video of the incident showed Santos approach Turner from behind before swatting his hat off his head. Turner then whipped out his phone and began recording her. That's the problem with Americans these days. People are just ignorant, Turner said in the video. Once police showed up, Santos allegedly used profane language against Turner and said he should not eat at Mexican restaurants because he supported President Trump and his plan to build the wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Officers later escorted the allegedly drunk woman out of the restaurant, where she reportedly swiped Turner's hat away once more in front of the officers. I couldn't imagine somebody just coming up and hitting them when there's cops right here. Gio Macarao, a restaurant bartender, told Boston 25 of the unprovoked attack. Santos is due back in court on March 20 for a pretrial hearing.